Rosetta LK Mobile.
Okay, and 4TFW.
4TFW and 4ZLK. Good afternoon, Ken.
I got a few minutes here till Susan gets off and calls, but how's your day going?
Ken, it's going pretty good. It's been a little busy. I had the radio down. I was making a few phone calls while I'm trying to work and realized my son was getting off here soon, or should have gotten off already. I guess he was supposed to be home by 3, and I don't know if he called me or not on the radio. I didn't have it turned up where I could hear him, so I was hoping he was still out there.
Just call, son. I don't know if I've talked to him.
I don't know if he's talked to anybody else yet besides me. His call is KQ4WJT, Whiskey Juliet Tango, KQ4WJT. His name is Seth.
Okay. I'll have to keep an ear out for it. Seems like I heard that call once or twice already.
A little bit in the morning when we're both on our way to work, and I've talked to him a couple times in the afternoon. I think I'm in and out more when I'm making pickups. It's crazy how close my pickups are together. I don't think about it until you think about being on the radio, and I really don't have that much time to talk between stops. But yeah, anyway, I'm thankful he got his license. He finally did, a couple months ago. And he's doing really good, and I'm happy to talk to him anytime. Making a baby that was due yesterday, and they have a 3-year-old. So he's got a lot on his plate right now, so I'm not expecting him to be there, just thankful when he is.
It's tough nowadays. It's a lot harder now than it was when we were growing up, right? Raising our families.
Oh, in a lot of ways. I got access to a lot more. But anyway, they're doing a good job. Little Ada, our three-year-old granddaughter, she's just absolutely wonderful, just like all of them are. So both my sons and their spouses, or their wives, are doing an excellent job.
I got the son-in-law. He lost his again. That's only about the 10th job for the last year.
To that, I know you've mentioned that before. I hate that.
Better be more reliable. At least you know what you got.
One way of looking at it, there, Ken.
Figure it out. They were doing good when she was working. Then she decided she didn't want to work no more. And so she had to work from home for Amazon.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those kind of things. And I understand a lot of, I guess they have kids. A lot of moms, buy into the whole career thing, and it's not for everybody. And I think it's probably not for as many moms as there are out there. I think a lot of them wish they were home.
It's just unfortunate you can't hardly make it on just one salary nowadays.
It was tough for us too, but Beth was always able to stay at home, which I'm very thankful for. Ken, I'm pulling into my next flight stop here, so I'm going to let you go. Nice to hear you this afternoon. Say hello to Susan, and have a good evening. KN4TFW and 4ZLK.
You have a good evening. Be safe out there. Tell Miss Beth we said hey. KN4TFW.
4TFW, KO4HKX.
Good afternoon, Patrick. KN4TFW. I got a few minutes before Susan calls, probably.
Got long either. I heard Shane clearing out there with you. Just wanted to say hello.
Been there in the big town of Greer.
Nothing. Not overly busy, but batting like normal.
I noticed that the last couple of days the traffic going home hasn't been as bad. Not exactly sure why.
I tell you, on that one at all, so I don't know. It's about par for the course out here right now.
It's up the hill.
I am getting ready to turn off of 29 onto 14.
Better stop up that way.
I am.
15 to 11 over to 25.
Back down 14. because I got to stop over there close to you, and then I'll make up my way up to Tom's. I'll go all the way up to Fuse Bridge Road, and then weave my way in and out of there. Today?
Hey, it was fairly productive. Not real bad. Had to run out to Home Depot, but it was just go to the counter and pick up something I had ordered the day before, so it wasn't bad.
Riding around in a new truck putting miles on it.
I'm almost up to 250 miles on that thing.
Have to change oil for a while.
It's serviced every 6 months with the oil change, whether it needs it or not. I'll probably have close to 500 on it by then. You got change every 6 months. I know I didn't have 500 miles on it between oil changes.
Telling somebody else, oil oxidizes over time, so you need to change oil in it every 6 months.
Used to it. Seems like it, you can't see as good out of it as I can out of my Dodge.
Hooked up.
I mean, it's like the brace for the windshield, you know, it's pretty thick, and then the mirrors are huge, and just seems like it blocks off a lot of view.
The A-pillars are way too big on new trucks. I've always said something about that since, the 98 come out. That just got too big and bulky. Creates too big a blind spot. You got to look around.
It's a single cab, and then you go to, like, turn your head to look out the back window if, you know, you're coming up on a street, you know, at an odd angle, and all you can see is the darn headrest from the center and the passenger side. It's stupid.
Yeah, you get used to it. It'll come second nature, and you won't even think about it here for long.
I don't have much drive time on it yet.
Get used to it. But, so what you got planned this evening? You and Susan going out to eat?
Make a dump run. Then maybe take the dog for leftovers. We got a couple of leftovers. And I think we're going to try to go to her mom's house on maybe Saturday morning. I don't think I really want to go Friday night. It's just dark going out through the country.
Gets in here.
I was going out this country there, so I ran over that deer laying in the road.
You have a good evening, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning, but I'm getting close to my next stop, so I'll go ahead and clear it out of here with you. 73 KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on final.
Did you have a good rest of your evening and safe ride back to the house? Tell Miss Elise we said hey, and we'll catch you in the morning maybe. KN4 GFW.